And we end this week in the way it began, with America's resident dunce, Sarah Palin, scraping the barrel of her long-deceased mind and using her all-time favourite analogy in an attempt to sound intelligent about the national debt.
Our free stuff today is being paid for by taking money from our children and borrowing from China. When that note comes due, and this isn't racist, so yeah, try it anyway. This isn't racist, but it's going to be like slavery when that note is due.
It'll be like slavery. Given her well-established reputation as a world-class idiot, it's hardly surprising that she should choose to mention slavery in a way that is abominable to anyone who knows anything about its barbaric history. So here's an example. One of the most comprehensive first-person accounts of slavery comes from the personal diary of a man called Thomas Thistlewood, who kept copious notes for 39 years. Thistlewood was the son of a tenant farmer who arrived on the island of Jamaica in April 1750 and assumed the position of overseer at a major plantation. What is most shocking about Thistlewood's diary is not simply the fact that he assumes the right to own and possess other human beings, but is the sheer cruelty and brutality of his regime. In 1756, he records that a slave named Darby catched eating canes, had him well flogged and pickled, then made Hector, another slave, S-H-I-T, in his mouth. This became known as Darby's Dose, a punishment invented by Thistlewood that spoke only of the slave owner's savage and inhumanity. And he mentions a similar incident again in 1756, this time in relation to a man he refers to as Punch. Flogged Punch well, and then washed and rubbed salt, pickle, lime juice and bird pepper. Made Negro Joe piss in his eyes and mouth. I could go on, but you get the point. When Mrs. Palin invokes slavery, she doesn't just prove her rank ignorance. She confirms that if anyone truly qualified for a dose of discipline from Thomas Thistlewood, then she would be the outstanding candidate. Thanks so much for watching. Ed Schultz is next.